Hello, everybody.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening, good evening. Taking. Okay. Good evening. I don't know if you were before, but I put on my computer. It said it wasn't working, so I've had to turn it off and put on again. Okay. Anyway, I want to finish this figure this soon, but it's getting quite complicated, so let's try and organize where we're holding, and then we can try and clarify the hanging issues. Okay, there's a machlokes, the rebbe. Let's just review a quick review, but it's not going to be so quick, but a quick review. The rebbe asked the kasha. The Gemara says by a almana, the Kohen Gadol, Nina Erison, you should say Yovo Esei, the Yitzchelos, which means that you see in the Gemara that even though she is a Besula, when you have that Bia, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah, because it's Doicha the Losa say. There's an Iser Losa say of almana the Kohen Gadol. And in order, and the Gemara is saying it's Mutter. Because essay deichalosa says that means that when you have that bia, you're mekayim the mitzvah's essay of yibum. Correct the riva. Why are you mekayim the mitzvah's essay? Since she's a basuda, you're not mekayim the mitzvah because the mitzvah needs hakama shame, and you're not doing hakama shame. Right? That's the riva's kasha.
Rebbe, I just, you know, we did this in Shir, and we said there are two different pshatim in the Riva. Pshutim kamashmo means, he wants the bia itself,
Right,
right, to have
right.
children.
That's
That's what the bia
what we're going
attacks. But then
to.
he
What?
has four obvious kashas. What do you do with Mishalot, to get the arka, cotton, katana, all these kashas? I mean, the Riva didn't know that. He didn't know those four gemaras.
Okay.
So we learned that's a modified, Madura Basra says.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that this time you have to,
We
it's down the
slowed that
line.
up. So
What?
we decided that that was not Parshat Shan the Riva. Because in Fakir, then Tavis would not have a kash on the Riva. So that obviously that's not
So
what.
there's all different kinds of pshat. A Rebbe himself in his sefer had a sort of a compromise
Okay.
situation where he says
So
he's not attacking him directly.
let's make life easy. Parshat Pshat, this is what the Riva is saying. How does Riva answer Tavis's kashas? Well, that's a, not that's a different question. It's not like such a. We're not. It's not such a strong chiyuv on us to answer, defend the riva from Tavis's questions. I cared in a certain sense. It's good that Tavis shlugs up the riva because that's what we have. Tavis says he's shlugging up the riva. It would be schwer if, there's if we have too good of a defense for the riva, then Tavis is schwer.
It doesn't make sense. The Rivo didn't know those four Gemaras, but finished
Okay. Okay.
Gemaras.
I understand, but I'm but mitzvah emes of learning. If we come out at the end of the day that the Rebbe shlugged up, it's very good because that's what Taifa says. Now, it's nicer if we could go ahead and explain up shop how the Rebbe answers in and Afal became Taifa disagrees, etc. But it's not, I wouldn't go home and say we don't understand shot if we don't know how the Rebbe answered these questions because the simple reading of Taifa. His Tavis didn't understand how the Rebbe answered the question. So it's not a, that's not a chisarin in the, but if you end up that Tavis's question doesn't make sense on the Rebbe, that's already a pliatsuma. So to say, the other pshat in the Rebbe, you're destroying Tavis. So that just can't be. To say
Why did
that,
Rivo have to bring in be a Rishona to be a Shnia for?
Okay, anyway, let's.
Isn't this what Rebbe called? This is not our sugya right now.
Yes,
This is not our
that's
focus right now.
right. I know. I was
That's
just
right.
trying to push it in that
Now, in
direction.
other words, okay, that's a, you want to know pshat in the riva. Okay, but we're working on pshat in the ri. That is correct. But we're working on the ri, how the ri gripped the riva, and what the ri's kasha on the riva, which is more enticing. So the what happened? The re asked the kasha on the riva. They asked three kashas. And the Reb basically, the simple reading of Taisus is that Taisus, the Reva holds you need a Bia, especially that's in the Gears of the Bach. And in general, we like to go with the Bach. The Bach is a great Achron. So the Bach, an early Achron, says very clearly that the Reva holds that it's a din, the Bia. And that's really the Mashmos of Taisus Lashon without the Bach, but especially with the Bach is Beferish. That the Reva holds you need a Bia right on coming shame. And the Re is saying you don't need a Bia, you need the Gavra. I mean, there can't be an Ionis or a Sris. Okay. So that's the Machlaikis. So the Re brings a Raya against the Reva from Katan Abba Gdaila to Gatlan. So we're trying to understand what the Re's Raya from there is. And that's what we're focusing on. So just the outside the Kias, so there seems to be a Machlekes Rishayim, Rashi and Taisus. It's in Taisus and Kedushin Daf Yutes. What does it mean? Katan Abba Gedayla Tikatlanu. Rashi learned Pshat is that the Katan fulfills fully the Mitzvah Yibum. Fulfills fully the Mitzvah Yibum. What does it mean Tikatlanu? It means then normally when you fulfill the mitzvah yibum, you can give a get. Over here, you can't give a get because a katan can't give a get. Because a katan doesn't have das to give a get. So tikatlanu means you fulfill the mitzvah yibum and they don't give chalitza. You can't do chalitza, you have to wait. Taivis bombs out Rashi because there's a Gemara that says that also that they made the be of a katan like Maimer. So Taivis basically proved from there, also be is Benteska Maimer, which means that means deraisa, it doesn't work. Right? That's Taivis' Kasha on Kedusha. I saw someone, that was on the sheet that I sent you people. All right, we'll see how Rashi will defend himself in that Kasha. Okay, but let's leave that. We didn't do that. Okay. That was on the sheet that I sent on Thursday. I sent before Shabbos the Sefer Shita's Kamoi. There's a Shita there that defends Rashi from this Kasha. But leaving that, and it's not relevant, we don't go off on new points. So Taivis learns that it means that Mitaraisa, you're not Mikam the Mitzvah Yibo. And Tikatlano means because you have to keep on having Bia in order to mekayim the mitzvah yibum. So the shayla is our taisus. Is our taisus working with pshat and katan abba gedayla ketadlanu like shitas Rashi or like shitas taisus? So if it's shitas Rashi, it's very simple. That makes taisus very good. The taisus is saying it's katan abba gedayla means you mekayim the mitzvah. You, according to you, Reva, you shouldn't be able to mekayim the mitzvah because a bia roi ain't a roi. I come a shank, and that would be beautiful. It would fit in exactly like his kasha of bia shalok gedarka ha'ara. He's saying it says that in all these cases you mekayim the mitzvah tana bia shalok gedarka ha'ara, and also katan. According to you, Reva, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah because it's a bia without a come a shank. The problem is that Taisus, it's a little bit daichik. So there's a taifus on. So we Boshev shot, you would say that this taifus goes like Rashi and not like taifus in Kedushin. The problem is that taifus on Lamed Hey, Amid Hey, quotes the Re as saying Beferish like taifus in Kedushin, that you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Because taifus says that he wants to bring a Raya that by Bias Muberes, even though there's no Kiya Mitzvah, there's no Isereish Yisach, he says we find the same thing of Katan Abba, even the Gedayla. So that means that Taisus is assuming that there's no Kiya Mitzvah. If there's a Kiya Mitzvah, like Rashi Shita, so then what's the Kasha? What's the Raya? So this is the million, this is a big, what makes all the trouble in the world. If we could somehow or another get around this problem, this diuk from Taivis and Amid Hey, then Taivis is simple, right? Because if you learn like Rashi, Taif is as simple as can be. Taif quotes three cases where it says Beferish Yemikayim the mitzvah, Katana, Katan, and Biashal Gedarka and Ara, which go together. And he's asking, according to Riva, there shouldn't be a Kiyam mitzvah. But the problem, which makes it such complicated, is that Taisus Alamin Hey, Amin Beis, says Beferish that Katan Abba Gedarka is not Mikayim the mitzvah. He says it Beferish. So now, that means that if you're holding like Shitas of Taifas, that says that you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Why aren't you Mekayim the Mitzvah? If you don't hold in the Riva, why aren't you Mekayim the Mitzvah? So Taifas in Kedushin says, because there's a Pasuk of Ish. The Pasuk says that if the Pasuk of Ish says, that just to get the confused in the Drasha, that if you're Mizaneh, it says if you're Mizaneh with an Ashes Ish, you're Chayim Misa. So we make a Drasha. Only if you're Mizaneh with an Ashes Ish, you're Chayim Misa. But if you're Mizaneh with an Ashes Katan, you're not Chayim Misa. How can you have an Ashes Katan? It's only if she did Yibam. You can't have an Ashes Katan by Kedushin because a Katan can't make Kedushin. You can only have an Ashes Katan by Yibam because Yibam doesn't need Das. So therefore, you would think that an Ashes Katan works. So it's married. So it comes in on the Torah and says that there's no Isser, you're not Chayim Misa. Why not? Kufa, because the Torah is telling you that you're really not married. That's how the relearned Shad in the Drasha. That the Pasuk, by writing that you're not Chayim Misa, which is by Yibum, is Kufa being Megada, that you're not fully, you're not married. So, the problem is, again, so just to say the problem is that Taisvis is learning, Taisvis Alam and Hey, then I'll bring you a Raya that you can sometimes not fulfill the mitzvah and still there's no anxious. And he brings from Katan Abba Gedaida. So that means that the Re, who's speaking Alam and Hey, who's the same Re as our Taisvis, is also the Re, the same Re in the same Mesechta. So obviously, our type is holds that you're not mekayim the mitzvah by katan. So what's this kasha on the riva? Gupa doesn't say you're mekayim the mitzvah, right? In other words, the kasha on the riva from Biashal Gedarka and Ara makes sense because over there it says you're mekayim the mitzvah. You're kaina and kingdom the mitzvah is synonymous. But what's this kasha from Katan Bo Katana? If according to the Rishita, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. That's where all the problem lies, right? So far, are we okay? So the way we wanted to answer, and I think it's not just us, I think everybody assumes it, all the Rosh Hashivas, that Taibis Kasha, is Daichik in the Lashon, but what can we do? Is he's not asking that according to the Riva, you should be Mekayim the Mitzvah. That's his kasha by Ha'ara and Biashalo Kedarka and by Ketana. But here his kasha is, you shouldn't be allowed to keep up to have Bia. You shouldn't be allowed to take Adlano. Because every time you have Bia, you should be over the Isser Eshesach. Right? So Tavis is asking a completely different kasha, which is Doichik in the Lashon, that he's asking from Ketana and from Biashalo Kedarka and Ha'ara, that according to you, Riva, you shouldn't be yaitz in a mitzvah, and it says in the Mishnah, you're yaitz in a mitzvah. He's asking from Katan Abba Gedarka to Katlanu, that how are you allowed to be Katlanu? Every time you have Bia, you should be Oyber Eshesach, because since it's a Bia, Shein, and Ruad, Akam, and Shein, so you should be Oyber in Isser Eshesach. That's Taivis's Kasha on the Riva. That's what everybody seems to say.
And why wouldn't it be a problem on himself?
So that's one of the problems. So there are two very, very, very big problems on this reading of Taisus. One is, since the Re also agrees that you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah because of the Pasuk of Ish, so there should also be an Isser Eshesach. So why is this exact question you ask? that what's the problem? The, according to the Reeve, why isn't there an Isserei Shesach? Ah, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Tarot says, like Tovis Alamed Hay says, because we say Hutra. That's what Tovis Alamed Hay says. He says, by Muberis, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, we say Hutra. And Hudin Kotan Abol Ketana, we say Hutra. So just like you can say Hutra by Muberes and by Kotan, according to the Re, so why can't you say Hutra by the Kotan, according to the Reva? What's the difference? Right? That's the Kasha. Especially the Taifas Arash says over there that the reason why we say Hutra is because if you do nothing, the Isser will go away. So that's true in the Reva, just like in the Re. So it's true by Muberes. If you do nothing, eventually the problem's going to go away. It's true by Katan also. If you do nothing, the problem's going to go away. So just like in the Re, you say Hutra by Katan, as Saifis Gupa says, Alamed Hey. So why can't you say Hutra in the Reva? That's big, major question number one.
Why did, when Tosfos learns the Gemara there, maybe it's not a din in Hutra. Tosfos is not saying Hutra. It's a special din in Katan, a Bagadai, special din in Katan. And Tosfos makes an extension on Lamed Hay to Muberes because they're very similar.
Yeah, but okay. why is there no Isser H's up by Katan?
Because the Gemara Gufa is bothered by that. And the Gemara
not true. The Gemara is not bothered by that. The
because the Gemara says.
I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off, but it's not true. Because according to Taisus, the reason why you're not Yetzi in the Mitzvah, you get the Drasha of Ish. The Gemara on Kuf Yalav does not ask us a Drasha of Ish.
But if
the fact that he's a Saris. Gemara, according to Taisus for sure, the Gemara never discusses this problem. The Gemara did no, there's sure not.
Right, but the Gemara does say that there is a similar Siba of saying Nesra. Right now he can't do it, whatever it is.
But the Gemara is not discussing this problem. The Gemara asks the problem as the Chisaron of Sris. That's what Taibis says in Kuf Yud Aleph, and that's the Mashmalos of the Gemara, because the Gemara's Kasha was, it's Lachim Lachim Shame. So the Gemara's answer, that's not a problem. The Gemara never asked the Kasha that you should not be, you're not Yosef in the Mitzvah because of Ish. It's a different question. You want to tell me that the Gemara's answer would work for that too? I know, we'll have to think about that. But you can't quote the Gemara. The Gemara, according to the Re, never discussed this issue.
Rabbi the Sris, I saw in the Rishonim talk about that, whether that's Gemara's Kasha is going back on Remeir, who's saying you should be Choshesh for Sris, or the Gemara's asking a new Kasha. The Rishonim Guva handle in that the Gemara getting a new step, or the Gemara's going on Sris and Remeir. But if the Gemara could be giving a new step, how could he say Ketegat Lanu? How could he say Ketegat Lanu? Right now it's not Lahakam Lahakam Shay. The Gemara says
Korn. That's right. Yes. But nothing to do with Ish. The Reed Shita in Kedushin. Is the reason why you're not Yotze the Mitzvah is nothing to do with Lahakim Lahakim Shein. It's because you're not old enough to have a Kenyan. You're not an Ish. That has nothing to do with the Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph, and no one says otherwise. I'm sorry. No one disagrees with this. The Rishita, the Gemara in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph says, the Re in Kedushin says the reason why you're not Kaina is because it says Ish. The Yavo on Ish is Ish.
I understand, but we're after that step, Rebbe. We're talking about, we know that. We know that step already. We know Ish, and Ish is good. There's no mitzvah, there's no Kenyan, there's no Baal.
That's not the Gemara's question. It could be allowed.
Right. But after that sugya's there, fine. But now we have a different problem. The Maisa, the Mishnah says Tigat Lenu. There's no mitzvah. There's a din of Tigat Lenu. That's what we're focusing on.
I have a kasha. How could there be a din of Tigat Lenu according to the Re? We learn from Ish, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah.
No, that's not because of the not Mekayim the Mitzvah, because there's a fact of Hakam Lachim Shed.
No, we're not saying that. That's not what we're asking. We're asking, Corning, that's not the question we're asking. We're asking the following question. According to the Riva, Taivis is the Riva asking on the Riva. According to you, Mr. Riva, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah because it's a Biyash and a Roy and I come in shame. So how come there's not, how are you allowed to be together? And so we're saying, why can't the Riva turn around to the Ri and say, listen, and according to you, Riva, according to you, Ri, you also agree you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. For a totally different reason. No shaykhis. Rochek mizrach from Ma'ariv. You agree you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah because there's a pasuk of Ish that says that you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So just like you're asking on me that if you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, there should be an Isser Eishesach. So I have the same kasha on you that if you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, there should be an Isser Eishesach. And however you're going to answer according to you, which is what you say on Lamed Hey, that there's some kind of din hutra. That's what Taiva says, that there's a din hutra which applies to be a Mubaris. And he learns out from Kata Abar Katana that there's a din hutra and applies to Mubaris. So the same thing you can say according to the Riva. What's the difference why you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah? Either way, there should be a din hutra. That's the first question on the Riva. That he, the same exact kasha that he has on the Riva, he has on him, because they both agree, halacha l'maisa, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, for two totally different reasons. But what's the difference? If you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, there should be an Isser Eishesach. Edamai, you say Hutra, so you can say Hutra in both. That's right, the question.
But Rebbe is adding in the word Hutra, because I didn't see Taisa say the word Hutra, and Taisa Lamehe didn't say the word Hutra. That's my difficulty here.
Okay. But that's Parship Shad and Taisa Lamehe, that he's saying Hutra, some kind of din Hutra. You want to say different, whatever it is. So the question is, what's the difference between the Re and the Riva?
Because it's the Riva, I'm saying is the Gemara is saying, just one more line, that the Gemara is saying is that we learn from Katan and Katana that if there's something to work out later on, we're going to say that the Aishas Ach is suppressed or whatever that is holding on.
The Riva can say the exact same thing.
Yeah, but the Riva can't say that thing because the Riva says the Bia itself, because William Sabishni was okay. The Riva says the Bia Shnia is Aser, right? We can't have a Katan and Katana.
No,
my regular case. Riva says we can't look at, again, I don't know about Bia Shnia. That's what I'm saying. I don't know about Bia Shnia, but the Riva's part, if we hold that the Bia itself has to be Mutter, that means we don't look at later Cheshbainas. We look at right now, the Bia HaKamashem or not. So Tais says, what do you mean? We see Cheshbainas. Do we use cheshbonis? We don't use cheshbonis.
Like you're saying, the Riva never said you don't look at Biyashnia. No such Riva. Riva just the opposite said you do look at Biyashnia. He asked in his question, Biyashnia is usher.
If Biyashnia be mutter,
he would agree it's mutter.
There's no such Riva.
You're making Riva. So the question is, there's no difference. It's a very strong question. Rabbi Chanan asked this question. He leaves it Sarah Ian. What's the difference between the Ri and the Riva? According to both the Ri and the Riva, they both have to agree that there's no Kiya Mitzvah. So the Riva says there's no Bia Kiya Mitzvah because it's a Bia Shein Eroi Lakom Hashem. The Ri says there's no Kiya Mitzvah because it says Ish. But at the end of the day, they both agree there's no Kiya Mitzvah. According to the Ri, why isn't there an Isser Eishesach? So Taiva says it's the same like Mu'uberes, which the way everyone that I saw understands it is there's some kind of din hutra. Okay, but I don't know. You say a different Hesber, fine, a different Hesber. I agree. We don't have to lock into hutra. But there's something which is matter, the Isser Eishesach. That I would agree with you. That you don't say the word hutra because that's oversimplifying it. So there's some kind of lumdus that makes a mutter by Mubaris and Katan, even though you do not fulfill the mitzvah, there's no Isser Eishesach. So why can't the Riva say the same thing? So what's the difference if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah because of Bia Shein Eroi Laskam Hashem, or you're not fulfilling the mitzvah because of Ish? So that's Rav Elchanan's kasha, and Rav Nachum gives an answer. The Shiurei Rav Elia Baruch also quotes Rav Nachum's answer. Did we do that, Rav Nochem, or we didn't do it? We didn't do it. Okay, so we should do that. We should do that answer. The truth is, I do not understand what he's saying, so we'll have to do it. What he basically, the words that he says is that the chisaron of ish is zaitik, and therefore that's not so mistavra to make an iser eshazah. But the chisaron of a bia shein eruah nakam shame is not zaitik, so there should be an iser eshazah. Okay, I don't know. I don't know exactly get that. Something I think.
What was that word? Zaitik?
I don't know. I don't know Yiddish. Means a side problem. In other words, according to the Riva,
maybe they're going to make fun of us talking about Yiddish in a Chavetz Chaim shir.
And according to the Riva, it's an intrinsic psul. So an intrinsic psul in the mitzvah yibum would have an iser eshesah. But according to the Re, it's not intrinsic; it's extrinsic. So extrinsic. We don't say English. Intrinsic and extrinsic. So according to the Re, it's an extrinsic chisar that you can't, since the mitzvah is a kinyan, and you can't get the kinyan because you're not a bar kinyan. Kotlin can't get a kinyan. So there's like a technicality. It's a legal technicality that he can't get the kinyan. I don't understand it, because how do you know what's extrinsic and intrinsic? But I have a good story to bring out, even though I don't understand what he's saying, because the story is good. So I can't help to tell this story. My father told me, father got his smicha from YU. So he told me that in his group, there was a bacher that was a very good bacher, a very good learner, but he couldn't get smicha. Why couldn't he get smicha? He passed the smicha bechina, because there was a requirement that in order to get smicha, you had to have a college degree. And in order to get a college degree, you had to pass the required courses. And one of the required courses was gym. And in order to pass gym, you had to dive off a diving board. But this guy was petrified of heights. So he couldn't dive off the diving board. Couldn't dive off the Barbie board. He couldn't pass gym. He couldn't get his BA, whatever it is. He couldn't get his BA. He couldn't get his smicha. Right? So that's not intrinsic. That's extrinsic. There was an extrinsic reason why he couldn't get smicha. I think my father said he actually at the end jumped off the diving board because of the necessity, and you know, he got his smicha. But the Maisa, that's a funny story. But that's the idea. Now, if the reason why you're not getting smicha is because you don't know the material, that's intrinsic. If the reason why you're not getting smicha is you can't dive off the diving board, that's extrinsic. And that's not such a big problem.
And Mubaris?
So he's saying something like a structure that, according to the reason why you don't get mitzvahs yibum is a technicality. You can't be kaina. You can't be kaina. Okay, so what can we do? You can't be mekayim the mitzvah because we need a kinyan.
That's
extrinsic. According to the Riva, you can't do the yibum because you can't do the bia. So what is the kind of shame? That's intrinsic. I don't understand that even before you get to Mubaris, because who says that if you can't get the kinyan, it's extrinsic? The kinyan is intrinsic, just like bia roi lakom shame. The mitzvah is to do the bia, so the mitzvah is to make a kinyan. Who told you that kinyan is extrinsic and the kama shame is intrinsic? Who told you that?
Plenty shiurim for a baruch ber, no?
What?
The baruch shiurim. I'm saying all those baruch ber shiurim. The kinyan is the mitzvah.
He didn't say that. He said that the kinyan is a part of the mitzvah.
I'm saying, but that's where they go back and forth. I'm saying it's not so. I'm just saying there's different ways. Could you separate the mitzvah from the kinyan?
Taisis doesn't separate it.
Yeah, that's what he saw. Psachim. It's not. Rebbe said it's a way of learning. Psachim. This was.
But Parship Shat, Taisis doesn't separate it. Taisis says that you can't have the mitzvah without the kinyan. We don't know what comes first, chicken or the egg. But the Maisa. So if Taisis holds that you need the kinyan for the mitzvah. So that's apparent. That's also what the Torah wants. That's also intrinsic. What the Torah wants to fulfill the mitzvah is a kinyan. Just like the Torah wants a common shame, the Torah wants a kinyan. So who tells you, If you don't do a Gomer Shame, you're missing an intrinsic Chisarin. And therefore you get an Isser Eish Hasod. And if you don't do Kenyan, you're also missing an intrinsic. No, that's extrinsic. I hear the diving board is extrinsic. But I don't know how Tysus, who says that, and I know Mubaris also, okay, I don't know, Mubaris, maybe you're right. In other words, I'm not sure. So we'll have to see Rav Nachum, and we'll have to see the Rav Elia Baruch. But that wasn't what I was wanted to do today, so I'm not, because I sent on Thursday, different Maharvi Kaimis. So there's one problem, there's two gigantic problems on the Re. One problem on the Re is, since according to him, he also agrees you're not Yotzei Lemitzvah because of the Pasuk of Ish. So what's the difference between the Reva and the Re? Why does the Re feel that according to the Reva, there should be an Isser? And according to the Re, there's no Isser. So which is where Rav Nachum gives some answer that one's more intrinsic, one extrinsic, and I don't understand his answer yet. We'll have to look at it inside. So let's leave that for tomorrow. Okay, that's one problem. The second problem, which was a little bit, even though I was giving you such a hard time, Shmuel, but it's something similar to what you're saying. Similar, is that granted in the that the, when the Re asks a kasha on the Reva, he has to be asking that if you work within the Reva Shita, things don't work out, right? Because that's his kasha. His kasha is, according to your Shita, it doesn't work. But the moment you assume the Reva Shita, then you have to read the Gemara and Kuf Yod Aleph like the Reva. Meaning, the Gemara and Kuf Yod Aleph ask the kasha, why is there no Isser Eish Hasod, but you're allowed to do Tikkat Lenu? It says, L'hokim l'hoch Hashem, v'olah bar hochihu. So, Tysus over there, who's working in the Shita of the Re, who says that the Chisarin is in the Gavra, says the Gemara's Kasha is on the Gavra. That the Gemara's Kasha was that a Katan should be viewed like a Saris. Then the Gemara gives two answers. We have Sukkim, that's Mubuk, that a Katan is not viewed like a Saris. And Raj, he says the reason is because he's Oymen, he's got to get better. We have the cloud got this. But according to the Reva, the Parshim Shan in the Reva, the Reva says that we learn from the Pasuk of the Hakim Lachim Shame that you need a Bia, a Roy Lakam Shame. So Parshim Shat, the Reva, will learn Shat and the Gemara's Kasha and Kuf Yod Aleph that the Gemara was Gupa asking Tavis' Kasha on the Reva. That since you need a Bia, Roy Lakam Shame, so why isn't there an Isser Eish Hasod? And the Gemara answers the Kasha, that we have a Drasha. So how can the Re ask the Kasha on the Reva when if you assume the Re is right, if you assume the Reva is right, then there's no Kasha. Because if you assume the Reva is right, then the Gemara asked the Kasha and gave an answer. Right?
And what's the answer? And what's the answer?
Look at the Gemara and Kuf Yod Aleph.
Yeah, so what did the Gemara answer? If the Gemara is asking on the Reva, what the Re is asking, so what did the Gemara answer?
And the Gemara gives two answers. Let's read the Gemara for the sake of people who don't know the Gemara. Let's look at the Gemara on Kuf Yod Aleph. The Gemara on Kuf Yod Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down from the big lines, the fourth word. Karikan Hokim Hokim Shame, Vola Bar Hokil. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So Pashtis, it's a machlokes the Re and the Reva. The Re says, and that's what Taifa says here, Beferish and the Reamasul Kari, that the Gemara's gosh is that since it's not a hokum hokum shame, you're like a Saris. There's a psul of the Gavra. Just that's the Re the Shitaso, that there's only psuls in the Gavra. So the Gemara's gosh is, why doesn't a Katan have a psul of the Gavra of the Saris? But according to the Riva, the Hakim Lachiv Shem, the Chayra teaches us that there's a psu on the Bia. So the Gemara's Kasha, Pashtus is, maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I thought, that according to the Riva, if you hold the Riva Shita, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? What does the Hakim Lachiv Shem teach you according to Riva? It teaches you that there's a psu on the Bia. So the Gemara's Kasha is Gupa Typhus is Kasha. Why is it Tigatlanu? There's a chisar in the Bia. Ever the Gemara, Amra Baya, Amra Grog, Yavama, Yavo, Leha Koldu. That a katan is Yavama, Yavo, Leha Koldu. And the Torah says that that's okay. So there is no Isserash Yisach. One second. Rava Amar, the Lava, Kinami, the Motis Amrit. Because we have a right that there's no Isserash Yisach. Because if there'd be an Isserash Yisach, there'd be a Din Nestra. Okay. Yeah. What?
Isn't then internally in the answer, then a disagreement to the Riva that we do not need a bia that requires hakam hashem.
Abaya's answer.
At least Abaya's answer. Rabbi is saying he's not disagreeing really. He's just saying I don't need it.
Yeah, Rabbi's answer. Right. Okay. I haven't hear what you're saying, and yeah, I think I agree with you. But Pasha at this point is not enough. So you're saying. You're saying that because you're saying like this. Can I just paraphrase what you're saying? You're saying that when Abaya answers, Amar Kra, Yavama called, Yavet Koldu, the drasha of Yavama Yavala is not just saying that you're not over in Isser Eshesach. It's saying more than that. It's saying that you're fulfilling the mitzvah's Yibo because that's the pasuk, Yavama Yavala. This is a fulfillment of Yavama Yavala. So we have a drasha koldu. Koldu means koldu is a fulfillment of Yavama Yavala. Right? And it's not the finish of the Gemara, but that's what you're saying. So you're saying if the Gemara's Kasha was on the Riva, if like the Riva, that you need a Bia Shein, a Bia Roid, I come a Shein. And Abaya's answer is a drasha Yavama called and I called who? So Gupa, the drasha is telling you that the Riva is wrong. Because the drasha is saying that called who is good enough. And you, once it's scaled, it's good enough by a cotton. So it's also good enough by Bisuno. There's no difference. The Bisuno is no less called who. Than a cotton, other you could say was exeris a cotton by a cotton. What's the no difference? If the pasuk is telling you that a bia that's not royed, I come in shame, there's no iser eshesach. So we shall learn out from there also. so what that and you're mekayim the mitzvah, and the pasuk is telling you that you're mekayim the mitzvah. So then every bia shein and royed, I come in shame, should be mekayim the mitzvah. Right? That's what you're saying. Let me say that again, because I got myself confused. I didn't say it right. That the Abaya's drasha, when he says Yavama Yavaleha, Sandy is saying Yavama Yavaleha means that you're fulfilling the mitzvah. Not just the Gemara's Kasha is why isn't there an Isser Eshesach, but the Abaya's drasha, because it fits into the pasuk of Yavama Yavaleha. So if you fit into the pasuk of Yavama Yavaleha, it's not only saying there's no Isser Eshesach. It's saying that you're fulfilling the mitzvah, right? That's a step. That's not so befeirish. And that means if the Gemara's kasha was, it's a bia shein eruah, I come in shame, so then Abaya has a drasha that you're fulfilling the mitzvah with a bia shein eruah, I come in shame. So the Riva is shlugged up from the Abaya's drasha. Right? That's what Sandy's saying. The problem that I had with that is, so then the Re is asking the wrong kasha on the Riva. The re kasha on the riva is that katan abo gedayna tegadena doesn't make sense. I mean, katan abo gedayna tegadena makes sense. It's a gemara. The gemara, you know, what doesn't make sense is that the is that we shall learn out from the drasha of Yavama Koldu that the riva's hashkaf is wrong. So he's like asking the wrong question. You know, there's he asked that according to you, Riva, the Mishnah doesn't make sense. You're asking me the Gemara's Kasha. What he should have said is, according to you, Riva, how do you retain your Shita with the Gemara's answer? And it's a very funny way, the way he's asking the question. The question that he asked on the Riva, the Gemara asks. According to Riva, that's good for the Gemara's question. His answer is that once the Gemara gives the answer slugs you up. So that's what you Tavis should have asked. Tavis should ask that the Riva is slugged up from the Gemara's answer, because according to Abaya, only according to Abaya, not in Rava. Because according to Abaya, that we have a drasha, Yavama Koldahu. So the drasha tells us not like the Riva. So is that what Tavis is asking? He doesn't even mention a word about the Gemara. Tavis doesn't tell you the Gemara. Tavis is oblivious to the Gemara. He doesn't mention anything about Abaya. He just asks his Kasha, according to your Riva, why is the Gadlano? That's a silly question. The answer is the Gemara asks the Kasha. You know, so the question that the Tavis asks on the Riva sounds like a silly question. The answer is that, good, the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Gemara gives an answer, and we shall learn out from that answer that your Hashkaf is wrong.
I don't see where it says mitzvah.
The Gemara will say that for some reason or other, we don't learn out from the answer that I'm wrong. So you don't agree with me. So we argue whether you learn out from the answer that I'm wrong or not. So speak to the point. Say, you, Rebar, are slugged up because the drush of Abaya slugs you up. But don't say I'm slugged up from the Mishnah. That's not hitting the point. Before you start, let me just, if I'm making any sense, before arguing. No, in other words, I happen to hear what Sandy's saying, that the pshat doesn't work out so good for the Riva, but because it depends how you read the drasha koldu. If you read the drasha koldu, this is a fulfillment of the mitzvah, or you read koldu that it just is no iserations up. But I can hear what Sandy's saying, that koldu, if you're putting it to the word yavama yavo leo, you're saying it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of mitzvah zibum. So Abaya is slugged up the Riva because the Riva, I guess, would defend himself, because either that's not what Abaya meant. Abaya is only about the Isser, or he would say that Katan is a special Xeris HaKasuv, and you can't learn from Katan to other forms of Biyash and Roy Lakam Hashem. I don't know, but the Re is hitting the Riva with the wrong point.
The Gemara seems to say that Rashi says Sharia. Rashi says Sharia. If you, without Abaya, you would know me Svara that she's Sharia. The Gemara's not talking about mitzvah, not mitzvah.
Where are you reading?
I'm sorry. Rashi, the wide lines. Afilu ben yom. Where is it? Yesh. Afilu ben yom. Afilu ben yom echad.
Yesh. Come and call you. Love you. Afilu avi mashra koldu. Afilu avi maro the mitzvah shai. The guy, the kid, the armor. I don't know what his Rashi saying.
It's Sharia. It's not a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah.
I can't read the Rashi, so I can't talk. Discuss this. Fido ben yom echad. Yeshu yachad kamar kra yavama yavaleh. Yeah. And what's the next part of the Rashi? Fido lo avi mashma koldu. It's far as Sharia. The gomer. I think this is a different, I think they said it's a mistake. This is different. It won't be a masco. This is, I think they learned that this is, it goes on Rava, that the mistake in the printing. No? This, what does this have nothing to do with Abaya?
Right, it's going to say, saying, people without Abaya is much more.
I think they learned that this is Rava, that this is, I think that's what people said, that there's a misprint here. Not a misprint, it's like a new Divya Masko. Afino ben yom echad, this is Abaya. Yeshu hachem kamer kro, yavama yavaleh. Period. Now starts Rava. Rava says, the lav ochid omotis amrit. So it says, this is Rava speaking. Feel it, Avishmi. They call the who. You go ahead. And a baya learned out from Kodu, even without Kodu, Misvara Sharin had become this because of Rabbi Svara. Yeah, okay.
In Sharia, it's a din usher, not us. It's not a din mitzvah.
Well, the Tallis have is
that. I know, but Rashi's not saying to the point.
Okay, but it could be. The Gemara uses the word Sharia. I mean, the Rabbi used the word Sharia.
Right, because there's no mitzvah, like
Taisus
said in the
reset. So the Rashi is just using the lashon of the Gemara. If we assume that this Rashi is a going on Rava, so then the Rashi used the word Shaya because Rava used the word Shaya. I don't know. I don't know, but you wanna argue with Sandy, right? Is that what you're trying to do?
Rebbe said you used the word there's a mitzvah, there's a mashmos of mitzvah here. Not sure if that was what Sandy was saying over here. I just didn't see we had the sugya in the sugya. We're talking about the Gemara says even talking about Ramey or talking about Asira, every B is Asr or Mutter or Sharia, not Sharia. The way we could continue with what the Re held originally, there's no mitzvah like in Kedushin, and now the Gemara has a din of Sharia on the Bia or not.
Okay. Anyway, but okay, so you. Right, I hear. Shabbat. Anyway, so these are the two totally unrelated problems on the Re. In other words, one problem on the Re is what's the difference between the Reva and the Re? If they both hold you not Mekayim the Mitzvah, so why in the disciples insist that according to the Reva there should be an Isser Eish Hashoach? And according to the Re, there shouldn't. If you can hear Hutra and the Re, you should be able to hear Hutra and the Reva. It's such a difference to make for that's a tiyufta. The Rav Nachum said, well, there's slightly different. So that difference, so the Reva will say that difference doesn't make for a difference. Well, that's such a big kasha. That's the first problem. The second problem is that what type is asking on the Reva. According to the Reva's reading of Kuf Yud Aleph, the Gemara asks that kasha. So when you are attacking the Reva, you attack the Reva in the Reva. You can't attack the Reva in your reading. You have to say you Reva are schlugged up because according to your Ashkafa, things don't work out. You can't say according to the Reva, I have a kasha. What's my kasha? The Gemara's kasha. What the Reva says is the Gemara's kasha. And then. It's not a kasha in the Reva if the Gemara asks the kasha. Edomai, you say the answer doesn't work out. So that's what you should ask. You should say, according to you, Reva, the Gemara's answer shrugs you up. Then he's quoting the wrong source. He's quoting. Yeah. Okay. I'm getting a. Sandy, what do you say? Is that a good problem with your answer?
I would try to somehow be dachak in it to the lashon that he's just saying that when he's quoting, you know, that the katan abalak dola tegadlenu, he says, according to you, Reva, however, the Gemara is going to end up explaining the trap over there that slugs you up. But I agree that it's Ikar Chosam and a Sefer. That I definitely agree.
Yeah, okay. So that, in other words, it's a little funny. Not funny. Okay. So what do we do? So that's all that are two problems. Okay, so the question and the second question, I'd like to learn the first question, which is maybe a better question to work on. So I'd like to look, I'll send you people to Rav Nachum and the Shuri Rav Elia Baruch. And I think that piece from the Shitas Kamoi deals with it a little bit. The first piece. No, this is the second piece. The second piece of the Shitas Kamoi. I had an interesting question. which is a little bit related to with Sandy's answer. But how did the Riva read the Gemara's Kasha on Kuf Yud Aleph? So I was under the impression, the Re says, Toifus on Kuf Yud Aleph says that the Kasha is that you're a, the Kasha was that you should be like a Saris. I assume that the Riva doesn't have this psul of the Gavra. Now, there's only one thing. I was under the impression that there's only one limud that we learn out from Lach and Lach of Shame. According to the Re, we learn from there there's a psul in the Gavra. According to the Riva, we learn from there there's a psul in the Bia. If I would ask the Riva, why is Saris not having it can't do Yibum because it's a chisar in the Bia. He never, the Riva never heard of a psul in the Gavra. Right? That's Pashup Shah. So that means that the Gemara in Kuf Yud Aleph, the Riva would say clearly that the Gemara is asking Toivus is Kasha. But I'm not sure if that's right. Maybe the Riva also agreed that there's a psul in the Gavra, that there are two psulim. The Riva agreed, oh, there's a psul in the Bia and a psul in the Gavra. Ah, you say, what do we need a psul in the Gavra if there's anyway a psul in the Bia? Because maybe, according to the Riva, according to the Riva, if there's only a psul in the Bia, you don't get an Isser Eish Yisach, and there's no Din Nesra. But if there's a psul in the Gavra, the Riva agreed that there's an Isser Eish Yisach. So even the Riva will agree that there's two different dinim. There's a psul in the Gavra and a psul in the Bia. So if that's true, so then it makes it much better, because it's not that the Riva, the Re knows that even the Riva did not learn the Gemara's Kasha, that's a psul in the Bia. As we'll say, using what Sandy said, say like this. The question is, how did the Riva learn the Gemara's Kasha and Kuf Yud Aleph? Was the Gemara asking on the psul in the Gavra? Or was the Gemara asking on the psul in the Bia? So Tzaybis is saying maybe like this, like a Mimanasha. If the Gemara is asking on the psul of the Bia, so then Sandy's right. Then we learn out from Abaya's Drasha that there is no psul in the Bia. So then the whole Riva Shlaga. Elamai, the Riva is going to say, it must be that the Riva will tell us that he never learned the Gemara asking us a psul in the Bia. The Gemara is only asking us a psul in the Gavra. Oh, good. So then the Gemara is not asking Toivus his Kasha. So Toivus has a right to ask his Kasha from the psul in the Bia. In other words, my whole problem was that Toifus is Kasha, the exact same Kasha that the Gemara is asking. According to the Riva, that's the Gemara's Kasha. But I'm saying that that's not the Gemara's Kasha, according to the Riva. Because even the Riva agrees that the Gemara's Kasha was under the psul and the Gavra. If the Riva holds the psul and the Bia, why do you need a psul and the Gavra? Because there's a nafka mina. Because the psul and the Gavra is a bigger psul than the psul and the Bia. So the Riva will say the Gemara's Kasha was, why doesn't a kotel have a psul and the Gavra? And for Zabaya, there's a drasha of Yekaldu, which tells us that this isn't the psul and the Gavra. The Gemara is not discussing mitzah the psul and the Bia. The Riva holds that the psul and the Bia, for whatever reason, doesn't make an Isser Eish Yisach. The Re has one kasha on the Riva. The Re holds when there's a psul and the Bia, you should get an Isser Eish Yisach. The Riva has one answer, that a psul and the Bia does not make an Isser Eish Yisach. That's all three cases. The Katan, Ktana, Bia Shalok, Kedarka, Ha'ara. The Re is asking on the Riva, in all these cases, there's a chisar in the Bia. Why don't you get an Isser Eish Yisach? The Riva says, psul and Bia don't make for Isser Eish Yisach. Okay, the Re says, I don't think that's logical. Therefore, in my opinion, you're upshot. Because I think that if there's a requirement that you need a Bia Roy, like Kav and Shein, it should make an Isser Eish Yisach. Riva says, I disagree. Just because it's a chisa, you're not in the kind of the mitzvah because it's not a be a royal come and shame, there's no HSR. Okay, we got a machlekes. The Re has a raya. It says over here, there's a psur in the bia, there's no HSR. The Riva can't say, hey, Re, what are you asking me? That's a Gemara's kasha. Because that wasn't the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was there's a psur in the gabra. I just say, what do you mean there's a psur in the gabra? Riva never heard of a psur in the gabra. So I'm saying finish that the Riva did hear a psur in the gabra because the Riva has his both. I had the Re know that the Riva learned the kasha and the psur in the gabra and not the psur and the bia because of like Sandy said. Okay, it's a little confusing, but...
Why, according to the Riva, wouldn't the Gemara Gufa ask the Riva's kasha that he asked over there?
They didn't.
Kasha. I'm saying, but that's a kasha. That's a kasha.
But Tavis has a good kasha. He should ask another kasha. Heine can ask another
kasha. I'm saying, according to the Riva...
As long as Tavis has a good kasha on the Riva, I'm happy. Tavis kasha on the Riva is, you, Mr. Riva, say there's no Isser Eishes off. I have a kasha on you that there should be an Isser Eishes off, because the psu and the bia. The Riva will answer because psu and the bias don't make Isser Eishes off. That's just like I say by Ha'ara and Bia Shal Gedarga. The Riva is consistent. The Riva holds psu and bias don't make Eishes off. The Re says, I think psu and bias should make an Isser Eishes off. Okay, so that's the Re's kasha on the Riva. My problem was, what is the Re asking on the Riva? Riva would say, in the Halkam for the Gemara has that kasha. You say, but now it comes out very good because it's muchlok that the Gemara is not asking that kasha because of what Sandy said. Because if the Gemara is asking that kasha, then the answer doesn't work out, according to Riva. And am I, what else could the Gemara be asking? Says it's because even in the Riva, there's a chisar in the bia, in the gavra. So the Riva will also admit that the Gemara is asking on the Gavra, not on the Bia. So the Tavis is very good. So I say, listen, everybody agrees, both me, you, and the both me and the Riva, that the Gemara is asking out the Psu on the Gavra. And the Gemara is answering, there's no Psu on the Gavra. So fine, the Psu on the Gavra is out of the window. The Gemara is not asking, what about the Psu Bia? Gemara is not asking that. The Riva also has to agree the Gemara is not asking that, because Abaya's answer doesn't work for that. Now I got a kasha on the Riva. According to you, Riva, there's a new kasha, which the Gemara didn't ask, that why doesn't the Psu and the Bia make for an Isser Eishes Och? Your answer is that Psu and Bia don't make for Isser Eishes Och. I don't agree with that. That's my kasha against you. I hope that Psu and Bia should make for an Isser Eishes Och. Should make for an Isser Eishes Och by cotton. Should by Katana, it should by Bia Shal Gedarka, Ara, all these cases is a chisar in the Bia. I don't understand why, according to you, there's no Isser Eishes Och. So the Re is hitting the nail on the head because his kasha, because in other words, all we're just saying is that the Re knows that the Riva did not learn the Gemara's kasha. That the Gemara is asking his kasha on the Riva, right? Now, my problem was that L'chaira, the Riva, will say to the Re, what you're asking me is the Gemara's kasha on Kuf Yod Aleph. The answer is no, that even the Riva agrees that that's not the Gemara's kasha, because it can't be the Gemara's kasha because of what Sandy said, because then the answer wouldn't make sense. So what is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha, there's no, there should be a psu on the Gavra. Because according to the Riva also agree that there's a psu in the Gavra.
Isn't it very?
It's a chiddush to say that the Riva also holds a psu in the Gavra. But that's okay.
Right. I'm saying, but I mean, it seems very difficult to understand because L'chaira, if having those two kashas in front of us and the Riva's understanding and the way he asks his kasha on Daf Chaf, the Gemara L'chaira should have the same kasha at this point on Katan. It should have that.
The Riva holds, and if there's a chisar in the bia, it doesn't make for an Isser Eishes Och. The Riva de Shitaso is very good. The Riva holds Hashkafa. It's a machlek is an Hashkafa between the Riva and the Re. The Riva holds that even if there's a chisar in the bia, and you know it's Rav Nachman would say it's intrinsic, But that doesn't make an Isser Eishes Ha. The Re attacks the Riva, then it should make an Isser Eishes Ha. Okay, so the Riva holds it doesn't. So the Riva says the only thing that will make an Isser Eishes Ha if it's a Chisar in the Gavra. So the Gemara in Guf Yad Alef was discussing the Chisar in the Gavra. And the Gemara says there's no Chisar in the Gavra. The Gemara doesn't discuss the Chisar in the Bia. So that it's totally irrelevant, the Gemara. Because the Gemara is discussing something else. Memeda, the Re has a right to ask the Kasha on Riva. The only thing we're saying to answer the Kasha, the Chiddush, is that the Riva also agrees that there's such a thing as a Chisar in the Gavra. Pashup Shat, the Riva never heard of Chisar in the Gavra. The reason why Sris is possible according to Riva, because it's a Chisar in the Bia. So we're trying to be Mechadesh, that the Riva holds that a Chisar in the Bia doesn't make an Eishes Ha. The Chisar in the Gavra does make an Eishes Ha, according to Riva. So that the Riva has two different pseudim. And the Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph, according to Riva, was focusing on the Psuah and the Gavra. Therefore, the Gemara is not relevant to what Tavis is discussing. Okay, I don't know. I think I'm a little bit getting too far off.
And why would there be a difference between if there's no Kiyama Mitzvah because of a Psuah and the Bia, a Psuah and the Eshesach, why would they make a difference as far as Eshesach is concerned? The Psuah and the Bia, Psuah and the Gavra, either way you go, there's no Kiyama Mitzvah. So why is one make Eishes Ach one not?
I can't answer that because you're really asking me to answer Taifas's Kasha on the Riva. The Taifas attacks the Riva that according to you, there's a Psuah and the Bia. So why then there an Isser Eishes Ach by all these cases? But apparently, the Riva holds, argues with Taifas, and says that if it's a Psuah and the Bia, there is no Eishes Ach. It seems from the Taifas of Rosh, the Riva Svara is, because there's a Psuah and the Bia, so I'll have the next Bia. So if it's a Psuah and the Bia, so somehow or another, I can, I don't get an Isser because we somehow give me credit for the future Bias. Now, I don't understand that. I don't get it. But that's what seems to be what the Svara is. It's a Psuah and the Gavra, so there is no next Gavra. The next Gavra is a different Gavra. But there's a Psuah and the Bia, so it's just a continuation. One Bria leads to the next Bia, which leads to the next Bia. So It seems from the Riva that when there's a Psuah and the Bia, you can use the future Bias to take off the Isser Eishes Ha. But there's a Psuah in the Gavra, so you can't use the next because it's not the same Gavra. The guy's a Sris. Well, later on, he's a different person. He's not a Sris. So he's out. So the Riva seems to hold some Hashkafa that if it's a Psuah and the Bia, there's no Isser Eishes Ha because we give you credit. Even in our type, the Riva says, you look at Bia Shnia, right? That's what he says. His only kasha is a Bia Shnia Asura. We make a diak that the Riva would hold that if you can get to Bia Shnia, then there's no problem. So he seems to be the Riva Shita is that somehow or another, when you're dealing with a Psuah and the Bia, then we give you credit for the future Bias, or somehow or another, or at least for sure that we don't, there's no Isser Eishes Ha. But I don't fully understand it, and I can't defend it. You know? And that's really what we're saying is the Re's disagreeing in Svara. The Re's disagreeing in Svara that if you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, don't give me the future Bias, I want this Bias. So, okay. All right, anyway, that's just for tomorrow. Let's go, and that's the guy, but let's work on the other question for tomorrow, which is a much easier question, more minei obey, is if Bain according to the Re, and Bain according to Riva, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, why does, according to the Re, it makes sense, there's no Isser Eishes Ha? Well, according to Riva, it doesn't make sense. What does the Re want from the poor Riva? If according to both of them, they're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, so why does he feel that according to Riva, it makes no sense that there's no Eishes Ha, but according to him, it does. If there's a Din Hutra according to him, there should be a Din Hutra according to Riva. So what's the difference between if you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah because of Ish, or you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah because of, because of the Ebuish and Winakam Shem? That's a much easier question to work on, much more minei yubei. So I'm going to try and send the Rav Nochem and the Eliyahu Barab. And okay, we can stop. Okay. I'm sorry.
And they're all thank you also, Rabbi said, right?
Rav Chanan needs a tzarachin. He doesn't answer it. Nothing to send. He just leaves it there. Okay, Shikaya.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.